We are Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia.
Coming up Sunday will be the unfortunate 50-year anniversary of the passing of Janis Joplin. I always liked her. 27 years old. One of those who member of the 27 Club.
Yes.
Famous and dying too young.
Yeah.
Died of an overdose. And really a small amount of work was released by her. Really only three full albums and a partially completed album before she passed. But 50 years later, we're still talking about her.
My dad and I have jammed to listening to Janis Joplin on his record, like with his record player.
Mm-hmm.
And like while he's playing pool, because, you know, growing up, my dad has always played pool. And so many times, I have so many memories. Every time I hear Janis Joplin, I always go to my dad. We like dressed up. I dressed up as her one year for Halloween. And, you know, it's just a connection that I have with my dad.
That's cool.
You
know? I didn't even know that. And I just brought this up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
Love some summertime.
2 years ago, the 50th anniversary of the Big Brother and the Holding Company's major label debut was re-released as a double disc, introducing some work that had never been released before. There are numerous documentaries, compilation albums, etc. And I had forgotten this. 6 years ago, the United States Postal Service issued a forever stamp with her image on it. It is one of those stamps that always is good. Mm-hmm. It never has to have postage added. It is good forever. It's part of their ongoing music icon series. That stamp is no longer available.